smash 5 self-limiting beliefs and set sail. Could you be more effective than you think? It's just one decision. Believe that life is worth living and your belief will help create the fact. A quote by William James. They won't pick me. That's right, just one decision. A friend of mine called me recently to talk. He was unemployed at the time, feeling frustrated about what he thought was the situation in the market. At the same time, I was seeking to hire a salesperson and was also frustrated, but for a different reason. He had his eye on a particular position but had not approached or applied, imagining there was a vast sea of applicants. He would never be seen. Why bother? He was making himself angry while shooting his own foot. I had also been frustrated with the results of a tired old ad that had been copied and pasted 50 times into Craigslist. It was about as boring as you could get, and I was only getting 5 to 10 resumes. Hardly a large enough pool to choose from. Informing my friend that his perception may be skewed, I encouraged him to apply. I said, "They may only get 10 qualified candidates. You will stand out in the group, but you have to make the effort." He took my advice, got an interview and an offer, then took the job. He was elated. With this new information, I also made a change in behavior, completely rewriting the Help Wanted advertisement. Really thinking it from the job seeker's view, I crafted an exciting few paragraphs that changed everything. The week it ran, I received 100 resumes. There were so many coming in, I could hardly find the time to look over them all. Breaking this self-limiting belief for my friend taught me a lesson too. This new outlook resulted in a much higher quality of new hire. I'm not enough. This one can piggyback on "they won't pick me." And surely my friend was giving himself this message as well. I think it's deeply human to have the belief that we are not enough. Naturally, I want to assign blame for this trait, yet blame will get me nowhere. What will is to look at this belief and the opportunities that have passed me by for not trying. In a job-seeking situation, how on earth would I know enough to compare myself to the other applicants? We must drop this belief and tell ourselves, "I am worthy, whole and complete." Then do what we can to prepare, whether it's research, college, or trade school. Then simply put ourselves out there learning as we go. We are enough, and we can do whatever we set our minds to. Yeah, maybe if you walk around exhibiting symptoms of coprolalia, yelling profanities at people, there may be a cost associated with that behavior. Maybe you have just not placed yourself in a good fitting environment yet. My suggestion would be to change this belief to, "I can't not be myself." One of the ways of being that leads us to those conclusions is thinking that we deserve to do everything and have anything. It is this all or nothing thinking that generates anguish, placing us in a box. Yet we perceive it as being done to us, not coming out of us. You yourself is the exact best thing you have to offer the world. Give it freely. Love leads to heartbreak. You know, this one may be true if framed in that way. The same friend I spoke of earlier supported me during a trying time once. My partner for 12 years, a wonderful wolfhound named Melvin, was sick and did not survive. He provided a beautiful wood box and even drove us to the vet on Melvin's last day. On the way home, we stopped to take a breather and place Melvin in his beautiful wood box, along with a few things he loved. Rob came home with us and even helped dig the hole where Melvin now rests. After we finished, he had made a statement suggesting that I was not showing enough sadness. I was really feeling sad, but was just trying to be great for him and Melvin. There was so much beauty in the 12 years he gave me, gratitude was my prevailing feeling. All dog lovers know it is a 1-to-7 ratio when it comes to our lives and theirs. We have to go through death over and over as a price for loving them. It may indeed be the same for our human lovers. They are just like butterflies, fluttering into our lives, uncontrollable, then stay for as long or as little time as they want. We get to choose, enjoy that time, or find sadness and regret. It's all our choice. I'm too old. Hogwash. Martha Stewart worked on Wall Street and had founded a catering firm. but her real success came after age 41. It was then she published her first book, Entertaining, and the launch of Martha Stewart Living 7 years later. Harlan Sanders got fired over a dozen times before opening his first restaurant. It also failed. This led him to bankruptcy at the age of 65. That was all before he sold his first Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise in 1952. Duncan Hines used to write food reviews and indeed covered one of the Colonel Sanders' failed restaurant attempts before signing a deal giving the rights of his name to the famous company that designs boxed cake mixes. He was 73 years old. Ray Kroc had celebrated his 50th birthday before buying the first McDonald's in 1961, which he ultimately expanded into a mega successful worldwide conglomerate. More could be said here. The point is to stop making excuses and try something. Heck, try two things. Better yet, try things until you hit something that resonates and you feel is a success. Practice seeing your own self-limiting beliefs and challenging them. I once thought it would be impossible to travel into and photograph every major city in the United States. But today, that has been accomplished. So, I added every state capitol building. Two more and I'm done with that task. Next, I'm adding county courthouses to the list, maybe even post offices. It's time for believing you can do whatever can be imagined. I value your opinion and perspective as the reader or listener. Please take a moment and leave your comments. Okay, that's a wrap for now. Thanks for reading, sharing, clapping, and following. I hope you found some value in this article. Want to read another one? Check me out on Patreon or follow more links here at Medium. Copyright Christopher Boswell, 2019, all rights reserved. When Christopher isn't writing from home, he can be found traveling or capturing photographs somewhere in the United States. He may be generating graphic design, processing images or video, flying his unmanned aerial vehicle, wrangling dogs, or backpacking and kayaking. He lives in Tacoma, Washington. His photographic and design endeavors can be viewed at www.realwindowcreative.com.